5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Libraries. Libraries.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Libraries.
Libraries, Jim.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Ah, we feel great, of course. Beautiful day again here in Melbourne, and lots going on, so we can't cover it all. But I did see where police still on the hunt for Channel 7 nude streaker Bill. Yes. We got enough we need to worry about in life, surely, at the minute.
You know,
if a bloke wants to get his todger out and swing it around a bit on the news, we can let him slide, can't we, for God's sake?
The police were watching Channel 7 News at Moorabbin, just at the police station down the road.
Right, across the road.
They jumped in the car. And,
come on, Bill.
But I think we can let that one go.
Well, we can let that go. In the current environment, Bill, we can let that go, surely. Yeah. I tell you what, big show coming up, Super Pav.
Oh, yes, please.
Not far away from talking to one of the all-time greats of our game, full stop, let alone, of course, the Fremantle Dockers.
You know how many goals he kicked, Jim? 700 on the knocker. 700 on the knocker.
Why do I think there's something coming about that within this interview? But anyway, we'll get to that later. And the top flight's in.
Oh, yes, please.
Bridge Duclos. They've let her out of her house.
I'll tell you what, she'll come in here. We won't shut her up.
She'll come in hot.
Hot.
That's what she will, Bill. Hey, very nice to see you, by the way.
And you too, James. And g'day to you, Rabs.
Jump into a nursing home and just leave it alone.
Were you here today?
Yes, I was.
Oh, no.
You're a f***wit.
Oh, no.
Brian. Oh, no.
Isolated Brian.
Yeah, good. And I think I came in afterwards. I think we've just had a little break in transmission.
Good work, Jim. Well done. You saved the
day.
The old
enforcer. I did speak to the old enforcer.
Oh, yes?
Yesterday. I had a chat to him on the way home from work. I said to him, now, Force, are you looking after yourself? Because he is in the vulnerable zone.
Very much.
In the mid-70s, so he needs to be properly isolated. He said, Jim, I've been practicing social isolation for 20 years. I'm an expert.
Exactly.
No, I'm in front of the curve, he reckons.
Well, he puts strange things up on Insta.
Well, of course he
does. You see, the other day.
But he's strange full stop.
Well, he put the mirror up. He's selling a mirror.
Oh, come on.
But his lovely partner was filming it, and she was in the mirror.
Yes.
And I think that was the joke, wasn't it, Bill? I had a little chuckle.
Like that. What have you been up to, please?
Well, Jimmy boy, I'll tell you what I've got is a magnificent sports wrap.
Oh, no.
Live across Victoria, it's the Rush Hour News with Anthony Brownless.
Are you that, Jim?
Anthony Brownless.
Have we got a sponsor? Where's old Wipes McGee?
We're speaking tomorrow to Wipes McGee.
No, we're not.
He's made contact with us.
Has he?
He's actually changed industry.
Oh.
So while we're calling him Wipes, he's working in a different place. But he's going to give us an insight tomorrow into where the Wipes industry's got to.
Oh, Sorbent.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. They have just been flat out.
So you have heard from Wipes.
Wipes has made contact. He's in Perth.
I don't think his name's Wipes.
No, it isn't. No, but we're protecting his identity because we don't want him inundated in this time of, you know, bulk buying.
I tell you what this is, Jib, what I'm about to do. It's a community service.
So it's not a sports wrap.
Well, it's community for the people out there, the Melburnians, the Mildurians, the Bendigoans, and
who
the
else you got?
Aubrarians.
Aubrarians.
Aubrey. Aubrey people, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Not the librarians.
Oh, no.
Now, I tell you what, front page of the Herald Sun, hold your horses. There was one thing that was keeping us going, Jim, was the horse racing industry. And after race two at Sandown, it was yesterday, they called it all off because one of the leading jockeys has had to go in and have a coronavirus test, Mark Zara. So we're waiting with bated breath, Jim, that he gets the all clear there, because if he's got it, shuts down.
He's done.
Yeah. The whole racing industry in Victoria, which we don't need. That's very important.
No.
The Prime Minister, we'll ask Bridge about this later, has axed the 30-minute rule for hairdressers because that just wasn't right.
No.
Okay for me, but ladies go in for it.
Oh, no, they're in forever.
To get her roots dyed blonde again.
Yes.
Because they are very dark. And that's 2 hours.
No, of course.
Yeah, so well done. He's backflipped. So well done, ScoMo, on that.
Yes.
What about Prince Charles?
I know.
He's got coronavirus.
The hell?
Well, he was at a fundraiser for the Australian Bushfire Relief Dinner in London, Jim.
Yes.
So the Queen is in isolation in Windsor Castle.
She would be.
So that's interesting. Old Charlie. But I think
Charlie.
His wife. What's her name? Me.
Don't say anything.
What's her name? I'm just looking here, Jim. She hasn't got it. Anyway.
Who though?
Moving on, Bindi Irwin. She brought her wedding forward, Jim, to avoid the coronavirus restrictions. Remember, there's only allowed to be five there. So she got married. I'll tell you what was nice. Bindi also said that a younger brother, Robert, walked her down the aisle and they lit a candle for their late father, Stephen. So, well done. The best there to Bindi and her husband, Chandler.
Right. What, did none appeal that name to you, Bill?
Not at all.
No. Not at all.
Camilla.
Camilla. I've told you not to give him the details.
So I wrote the wrong name. I was hoping he was going to read the whole name out.
Camilla. We were going to go back and see if he could arrive at it.
A bit of footy news, Jim. Sam Sturt has been named the round one rising star. Yes. He was very good. We saw him.
Yeah, we saw him kick three.
And guess what,
very
Jim?
Impressive.
He could win it. He's the only nomination.
That's it.
And he'll probably win it.
Well, I thought there was some humour. Heath O'Loughlin, one of the better media managers in football. In fact, the best at North Melbourne. I liked his press release the other day.
What did he say?
Jack Siebel expected to be ready for round two.
After he's out for 14 weeks with a knee.
Not bad.
Very
I like
good.
That.
Hey, well done to Sammy Sturt. He's from Metalizer.
Very good. Of course. He played beautiful football.
Yeah, nice football. What?
Is he tall?
No, he's tall.
Goal kicker.
But very, very impressive.
Who's the little one?
Lockie,
Schultze.
Schultze.
Not Schultze. Bill, I think Camilla Parker Bowles will be okay.
Why?
You don't get coronavirus around the stables.
Can you believe Charlie hasn't infected her? Because I don't think they'd sleep in different ends of the palace.
What else have you got for
Gil.
Us?
Well done to Gil McLaughlin, who's been under the pump for the last month.
And shouldn't have been. I think he's handled this very well.
And he has given a undertaking to match any pay cuts accepted by the players.
Right.
So he's come out and said that, Jim. So
good.
I think they're trying to get, what was the figure? It's 79% or something. I don't know how they worked that out. But anyway, they're working at that. So well done to you, Gil, again.
Yep.
And the Irish players, a lot of them are just staying in Melbourne instead of going back to Ireland.
Yes.
But Essendon defender Conor McGregor has gone back.
I thought you weren't allowed to.
Conor McGregor?
It was.
McKenna.
Out of UFC. He lost his last fight and he's bucket off.
He took our footy for a while there. McKenna, you fool's head. Geez, you're a fool's head. But blokes like Zach Tui and them are staying in Geelong because it's a very nice city and no coronavirus down there.
No, of course there isn't.
Can you tell me?
Well, the coronavirus can't get in.
How many?
Because the rest of the viruses down there have taken hold.
How many cases? I want you to do a little bit of homework, Jim. Mm-hmm. How many cases are in North Korea, please? No.
Why would I do that?
Because I want to know. Everyone around the world is infected. I want to know. North Korea, please.
What, do you already know the answer?
No. And Russia. A very big populated country, Russia. And I want to know because...
Very big populated country.
They're very good allies to China, these two.
Righto. So what's the answer?
Well, you tell me. I'm waiting for you, homework.
I don't know.
Jim?
I can't find it. I'll tell you what
about the racing, Jim. There's no racing in Victoria today. So guess what the big centrefold of the racing form guide is? Jim? Narromine.
So you've just asked a question about North Korea and Russia for no reason, and you don't even want to know the answer.
I do. I'm just padding.
We don't need a padding. We've been going for 9 minutes.
It's padding in the industry. Narromine.
It says here there are no confirmed cases in North Korea. Well, if you knew it, why are you asking me to look it up?
Because I wanted
Wasting the family's time.
No. That is unbelievable. No cases.
Do you reckon old King John is telling the truth?
No, I'm telling you, there's something going on between China, North Korea, and Russia.
Right,
I'm onto it.
Righto, you're onto it?
Old Inspector Duclay.
Duclay. Honestly. There's only so much more of this I can do.
Narrow mind,
like,
Jim.
We're already in enough strife as a community without me having to put up with this shit.
I'm having a bet.
Rabbits?
Race 7.
It's done. I'm over it as well.
Guess what the Race 7's called? The Narromine News Agency Handicap. I'm going to find
Matthew
something.
Pavlich.
We need Super Pav in to straighten this show up.
Floaty one. Big Sandy got hands to it. He's still got hands to it. Super Pav over the back of the head.
Goes for the hair pass. Look goes out. 20 metres to Yaron. Give it to Pav. He does. In the goal square. Kick 700.
We sometimes have to remind people, Bill, of the quality of our guests. We had to do it yesterday, of course, with Jason Dunstall, the chief who we hadn't had on for a while. This man, six-time best and fairest winner at the Fremantle Football Club.
Six.
That's six,
yep.
If you don't mind. Also a six-time All-Australian.
Wow.
A three-time Ross Glendening medal winner. And probably would have had more if Roscoe didn't get to the dais and change it to
change
someone
it
else.
On the way up. And 700 goals on the dot.
Unbelievable.
From 353 games, which is about 2.0.
Thank you, Bill. Last member of the AFL. Superstar he is, and his name's Matthew Pavlich. He joins us. Super Pav!
I'm going to come on this show more often if I get that type of treatment every time.
Well, it'll be the only time it'll
nice
happen.
To you guys.
I'm adding up mine, 198 games, 441 goals. That's 2.1, actually, Jim.
You got me covered, Billy. You got me covered. It's okay.
Hey, Pav, how are you, mate? How are you travelling in this isolation period?
Yeah, look, I'm okay. It's a weird sort of time, isn't it? I think everyone is adjusting to, the social distancing, the isolation, and what the unknown of not having much sport around is. Obviously, my work with Fox Footy and Channel 9 over here in Perth means there's a lot less work at the moment, but just trying to work out what that means in the longer term. But what about you guys? How are you going?
We're good. We're all right. We got kids or Jim has.
We're just going, actually, Pav. Let's be brutally honest. And I've got to hang around with Fat all day. It makes it worse.
I've been watching a lot of porn. Hey, Pav, what's your situation at home? Are you homeschooling? How many kids you got?
No, we've got three little ones aged between 3 and 7. So one in year two, one pre-primary and one sort of doing a bit of kindy. Yep. This, Lauren and I, my wife, are having a conversation every night about it, probably like every set of parents around the country right now. Is it the right thing? When do we pull them out? They're still there at the moment, but I think we're going to be, you guys over there in Victoria have finished, heading into a school holiday period. So I think we won't be too far away either.
We've got homeschooling at our joint.
How's that going?
How's it going?
I've got a kid in year 7 and a kid in year 9, and I've had emails from the school about both of them during homeschooling.
During homeschooling?
That's it. So instead of when they're actually at the school, they cop an email, your kid's been out of line. They've been out of line in my own house.
You
want to suspend one of them at home.
At home. Now, Pav, tell us a bit about Pickstar, please. What goes on here?
Well, Pickstar, Jim, we've got 1,600 sports stars and personalities on our platform. Generally speaking, in normal times, we're a platform that connects talent with commercial opportunities. But in these hard times, we want to bring some joy and excitement to people's lives at a time when, mate, so many people are doing it tough and businesses and their own people are struggling to deal with this. And because everyone's in isolation and, people are having to adapt to new ways of communicating. And what we're finding is that people are on Zoom or Google Hangouts or Skype or whatever it may be, starting their day with a meeting, ending their day with a drink or whatever it is. So we've set about a mission of getting a sports star or media talent in 1,000 virtual meetings in 100 days for free. So you can, if you're a business out there, you want to break it up, have a sports star, join your virtual meeting or join some knockoff drinks at the end of the day. Just head to pickstar.com.au to register, and you have a sports star, or you might even have Billy or Jim for 15 minutes for free. Tell a couple of gags, a couple of lighthearted stories, just a way of giving back when times are bloody tough for everyone out there.
That's a great idea. Just don't get Bill. Imagine you're in a virtual meeting.
I'm good.
You can't be, you're hopeless in our meetings.
Well, you know what, Jim? You'd break in and tell a nice little joke just free it up
a little bit.
That's
what you'd do.
I can see Billy with his shirt off, a beer in hand, and Chris next to him just telling a few old yarns about how good he was down at Geelong.
Exactly. Times are hard enough, Pat, without forcing
that
on
him. What about you, Jim? You could share your brilliant moments at the Adelaide Oval, dominated.
Hey, don't leave the Whacker out either, Pat.
Oh, the Whacker, where are you?
They were both grounds.
No, they got rid of you pretty quickly over here, though.
Patrick Patterson, last ball.
Too quick and bouncy for Jim over there.
Now, we need to take a break with the great man because I want to talk Fox footy with him next.
It's Rush Hour on Triple M, JB, Bill and Matthew Pavlich.
Super Pav, of course, one of our favourites always has been. A couple of things I always think when I remember you, Pav, your amazing playing career. Firstly, the dominant six-time All-Australian, of course. But secondly, I'm just trying to think who left Fremantle and went to Collingwood small forward.
You love this one.
My favourite ever. Medhurst. Paul Medhurst.
Paul Medhurst.
That's it. And it was at the end of a game, and Collingwood had, I think, given the Freo Dockers a little bit of a touch up. Anyway, I had the binoculars on the two teams coming together, and Paul Medhurst seemed to spend a lot of time with Super Pav.
Yes.
And I knew they were mates, so I wanted to know a bit more about the conversation. So I said to Paul Medhurst, "What were you saying to Pav at the end of the game?" And he said, I was just saying that he was a little bit nasally and a little bit oily. Is that true, Pav?
That's 100% a true story. I'll give you another story about Medders. He was playing on Damien Hardwick one night at Subi Oval. And Dimmer was into him, like, you know, as he always used to do to small forwards, used to bash them, hit them behind the play, step on their toes, all that type of stuff. Basically, right before three-quarter time, Dimmer sort of gave him another shove, and he basically got up in his face and he said, you know what, Damien, I think you need a facial. Those paws are a bit blocked. You need to go and see a beautician. Anyway, Medders came out and kicked three in the last quarter and won the game for us. To put Dimmer off his game, he didn't know how to handle it.
I love that. I love that.
Just have a look at the Pickstar, all the stars that you can get into your meeting, Jim. Yes. Brendan Favola and Kieran McAvoy, Abby Holmes, Chris Anstey, Steve Bradbury, and Genevieve Lacaz. Now, let me tell you about this young lady, Jim.
Yes, go on.
She broke the record for the 10. You know, everyone runs around the 10. 3.827 km, the tan. She broke the record 2 days ago, 11 minutes 54.
Jeez.
What's your best time around the tan, Billy?
38 minutes at the minute. But 11 minutes 54, that's a good effort for a female. So well done.
Yeah, she's an elite steeplechaser, been on the Pickstar platform for a while, does lots of corporate speaking about elite preparation and how she's dealing with, which is a pretty challenging time. There's no Olympics. You know, how are they staying motivated? What are they doing to stay on task? So she's one of those athletes that we've got joining some of those virtual meetings.
Now, Pav, we've all seen the Fox Footy ad that got launched over the summer. I absolutely love it. Planes flying in and all sorts of stuff going on. And our man, Gaz, on a pogo stick and virtually no, you know, role in the ad, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. But I'm now looking at the photo. It's sitting here in front of me. Some massive names attached to Fox Footy. The Chief, our man, Jason Dunstall, yourself, of course.
Sarah Jones.
Sarah Jones. Meet Mark Ricciuto. I see Nick Riewoldt, Jono Brown. I mean, Dermot himself, Dermot Brereton, Eddie McGuire.
Johnny Brown's head. You see that?
Pav, when it comes to who sits where in these photos, this is what interests me. Because they'd be jockeying for positions. Can you give us a bit of an insight?
Well, it's a bit like, I think, probably if you roamed on the African savannah and you're walking around there and seeing, like, who's the king of the jungle? Yes. Where does the bull elephant go? What about the lion? Where are the meerkats? Bob Murphy thinks he's a meerkat. Over in the corner. You've got the journos. I'm not really sure where some of those guys, Ralphie and a few of those guys, sort of sit. Tom Morris.
Wildebeest.
The wildebeest, probably, or maybe the Impala. Absolutely, John Brown, Nick Riewoldt, Gaz Lyon, the Chief. Yes. They think they're the bull elephant.
Don't they?
The lions. Yeah. I liken myself to a leopard, sort of, you know, bit of a utility.
Yeah,
kind of, you know, sneak around the edges a little bit, but when need to, can strike.
It's got a big nose, Jim, in the jungle.
A big nose, a toucan perhaps, or a...
Still picking the low-hanging fruit there, Pav.
A rhinoceros.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I was fascinated.
It is funny, though. You've got Alistair Lynch in that photo that you're probably looking at. Alistair Lynch, Mark Ricciuto, and myself. Sort of the interstate is just tucked up in the back corner. We're not front and centre like all the Victorian boys.
Yeah, good work. No, well done.
And Gazy, who's got one of the biggest heads you've ever seen. And I haven't seen him wandering down Clarendon Street lately, Bill. Normally does, just to see who knows him.
The shops are closed. He can't get any free food.
That's probably why. Hey, Pav, how do people get stuck into Pickstar, please?
Yeah, www.pickstar.com.au. On the landing page there, particularly right now with the fact that you can't have people attend events, lots of sporting stuff cancelled. These 1,000 virtual meetings in 100 days for free. Get a sports star to attend a virtual meeting online for 15 minutes for free. www.pickstar.com.au.
All right, and when you wander back down to, it was Coburn. I think the footy department at Freo has moved into Optus Stadium. But when you go down there as the all-time great of the club and you run into the little dwarf who wears number 8, in the closing stages of a game, Pav, just see if he can settle and kick the goal and win the game for your club. What about that?
Yeah.
Jeez, what did you think? Have you given him some feedback?
Well, direct feedback.
Have a listen to the feedback. Actually, we've got it here.
Kick towards full forward. No mark.
Here we go. Brayshaw.
Brayshaw from 25.
What the hell?
Jim. Come on, Jim. Stuff you.
That is appalling.
6 points in at the Bombers' lead. 25 final term. 1.5 left, JB.
Well, might have been an important point.
Got far too much of his father in him.
Poor old Andy.
He's a good kid, Andy. He and Luke Valente and Steph Gyro, a couple of SA boys, actually come around every now and then to our house for a meal, but we need to work on his kicking. Maybe what we'll do is get my 5-year-old, I reckon, can kick better than him already. Good. So we'll give him some feedback on that.
You give him feedback. I said in the call, Pav, that the ice that runs through the family veins clearly missed him somehow. I don't know what the hell happened there.
Oh, we've got to go, Pav.
He's a good player.
Nah, he's a beauty. Hey, great chatting to you. Pickstar, get stuck into that. Pickstar.com.au. Great initiative, and Pav, you are a champion.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
Our next guest has been Triple M royalty for nearly 30 years.
I used to talk a lot on the radio. Now I only talk every now and then, so I miss talking.
She started her career reading the news on Network 10.
Hello again, Bridget Duclos with Night Watch.
Before eventually finding a home on the M's, working on the cage with our own JB.
I felt like saying it's not about you, Paul. Prater, what's your name?
Whatever.
Now she pops in from time to time to keep these two in check.
Do you think it's weird that my son wants me to throw my keys in the bowl?
Please welcome the top flight, Bridge Duclos.
Oh, have a go at the Bridgie. Top flight.
So good to see her.
She's out.
So excited to be here.
She's out into society.
This is an outing.
What the hell?
We are socially distancing, but how thrilling to see people by face.
I know. It's even if you're 2.5 metres away.
I know.
Still
and you look better a long way away.
No,
just
I was about to say, I'm appreciating the distancing.
Who do you talk to?
Well, I'm talking to my kids because they're home with me, but I'm talking to everyone via, you know.
Yes.
But it's just not the same, is it?
No.
I'm missing contact.
We're social animals, top flight.
I'd come in here and give you a big bloody hug, you know.
But we don't anymore.
I'm missing that.
Can't do that.
Sick of elbowing people.
What have you been doing then?
Oh, the top flight. It is really distressing. I've just been out to the chemist where I managed to get some hand sanitizer.
Did you go downstairs see Stevie?
No.
The best.
Have they got hand sanitizer?
I don't know.
Don't tell.
But he's the best.
All right, I'll go and see Stevie. Yeah,
Stevie downstairs.
But in a cafe next door, which is one of the ones doing takeaway through the hole in the wall.
Yes.
There were four girls, they would have been in their 20s, Bill, and they were seriously so close together that they were stroking each other's hair.
Mm. They weren't hairdressers,
seriously.
I was looking at them thinking, then I heard them speak, and they spoke in a language that's not ours. So I wondered, is there a case that they don't know what's
actually
going on?
Not aware.
Which
maybe.
Is more concerning.
It maybe. Is.
But it was
because you said that in the opener, not in this particular time you came here, but you said in the opener, it's not all about you. And that is what this thing is. It's not all about you. Even if you don't care whether you contract the virus or not, it's not about your reaction to it. It's about who you hand it to. Mm. And eventually it might end up with a 75-year-old person with a respiratory disorder.
Yep.
And then they're in real strife. So you've got to think beyond yourself, the top flight.
And that has taken a while to get through to the kids. Mm. Kids have taken a bit longer to understand the... But look, it is... The worst nightmare. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I thankfully have somewhere to live. I feel sick about everyone. But look, let's look at positives because you've just got to.
What are the positives?
Okay.
I
thought that my segment was over.
Shop.
See,
they're restricted now.
That's not a positive.
How's that a positive?
No, yeah. I'm just saying.
I've got a positive, and I would like to share it with the group. What I've done is bought a nice pad of paper, like a nice pretty one.
Right.
And I've put it on our bench, and every day we have to write two things we're grateful for.
Oh.
Now, the reason for that, the top flight, is when you tell an 18-year-old they can no longer go out, they think their life is over.
Yeah.
So they need to understand that, you know, we are lucky because.
Yeah.
So I think it's all important we do try and find that. But the other positive is this. We've got three of us at uni. So we're all studying online, me and the two kids.
Yes.
Now, what is good about that is what I've worked out is, not for me so much, for the kids, uni's are quite a lonely place these days. They're not making friends like they used to. It's not the same community. So what this online business has done, the top flight, is they're actually they're making really good friends online because they're all so lonely not being able to see their friends. They're connecting on a way better level than they would have had they gone in.
I see.
So I said to myself,
online dating.
That's a positive.
There are some resets going on, which, you know, isn't such a bad thing.
Do you want to know a positive that I've found? And that is that there's quite a lot of humour being handed around. Because when things are bad, the humour. Have you seen the Zoom meeting?
Which one?
With a girl, they're all sort of between 20 and 30, and there's. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And she doesn't know that the video goes both ways.
Yeah.
So she sits on the dunny.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yes, how good's that?
Funny's.
And they're all watching it on the screen, and then they start laughing.
Well, Bill, you could have to, you would have to laugh. Well, yeah. What else are you meant to do?
A bloke the other day in court, do you see that? The lady was talking. He went and had number twos.
Yeah, and you could hear it. Frank Drebin style.
I've worked out how to take my computer around with me so I look like I'm not moving. Because they say you've got to pretend you're not distracted and you're sitting there. But I've worked out how to move so I can do things.
So you're cheating at your age.
Yeah.
Online uni.
Mine's the best age to cheat. But anyway, I think because we're all so befuddled by it, I think that's all you can do is the humour. It's all you can do.
I got another positive for you. See the Prime Minister, he backflipped on the 30-minute hair appointments. Because how long does it take you to get your hair done?
Well, you clearly wouldn't know.
No, I'm okay with it.
I'm
with your wig.
Oh, gee. Well, I don't know. Oh, usually it would take 2 hours.
2 hours.
To get the colour done. I'm going to be going all sorts of colours, naturally.
And the top flight, the thing is this. I won't have my hair cut now for at least a month because you can't do it, which won't bother me anyway, very good-looking man. But what I'm wondering with fat, you'll end up like Kevin Bartlett. You'll sweep that bit over the top.
Yeah, you could do that. It might not be a good thing for you. This isolation is not going to be good for you.
It'll be good for me.
But how? Because how can you date?
You can't.
You can't.
Couldn't anyway.
Online.
Top flight, can you stick
around?
We have
got something else to talk about online.
I'm done, aren't I?
James Brayshaw, Billy Bartlett, Brownless. It is the Rush Hour.
Speaking of haircuts and things like that, we did speak about something else yesterday, Jim, on our show.
Well, because the salons are shutting.
And it went something like this, Bridge. So no tanning, no waxing.
No.
That'd be interesting. Indoor and outdoor place. Give it a couple of months.
We might be back to the 70s.
George W.
Come on. Bit of retro. By the top line.
Only you two would have that discussion. Only you two, in the midst of a crisis, a worldwide crisis, the only two people in the world that would be worried about the downstairs area is you two.
Well, you just sort of go there you think about the salons being shut down.
Reverting back to the 70s, which is good.
Suddenly become an issue
Wally
again.
Is. Our friend Wally will be all right. Wally. But look, it's going to be a time of less maintenance.
No, no doubt about it.
To be honest with you. But a friend of mine said to me, if you feel like you want to go out, just shave off one of your eyebrows. You look so ugly that you've never...
Won't be an issue anyway.
Exactly. She said that's the way to make sure that you stay home, to make yourself look so bad on the eye.
But the thing about that top flight is, like for someone like myself who's in a long-term relationship, I ain't go out anyway. But if you're a single person... Yeah. For a month or whatever, it might be longer in isolation, that's a big deal.
And look, everyone's doing these,
takeaways,
party, virtual drinks. My son did a virtual thing last night with his friends. Online, which was fun. But I'm getting stressed by all the WhatsApp groups because everyone's trying to make contact, but I'm actually, I can't,
keep up.
So we're trying to stay contactable, but it's sort of also a bit, I don't know.
I got invited to a house party.
Yeah, house party's great.
Yeah.
Well, what's that?
House party's like you can have however many of you on the screen and you can have a party.
Beers.
You talk and chat. And I used to do it with my family until all these other people joined in and we didn't like them. So we had to stop.
Shut the party down.
Can I tell you, though, what happened? Have we got time for me to tell you?
We've got time.
This is an annoying story from the crisis.
Oh, hello.
I got pulled over by the police.
Oh.
The top flight.
Well, you're doing 180?
No, I was minding, I was doing nothing. I was driving my car and he pulled me over and he said that I... had my registration suspended. I said, I didn't know
that's fair enough.
But I know I didn't know I had.
Right.
And it's because I'd had a broken windscreen. Anyway, the windscreen was fixed, okay? But I hadn't gone to Vic Roads to show them it was fixed.
Right.
So the top flight. He whacked me with an $870 fine.
Ooh. 800? That's the cost of the registration.
That's it.
And here's the bad part of the story is I wanted to say to him, why aren't you out chasing corona people?
Because,
you know...
That's your natural reaction.
It was a day
reaction.
Of true stress anyway. Yeah, everyone's so stressed to say, and money's tight for, I nearly punched him, which
wouldn't
have been good.
Did you say, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, did you go down that path?
Yeah.
I've never done that, and no, he didn't.
Hi, I'm Bridget Duclos.
And good thing, I wouldn't either in the future.
In the good old days, the top flight, that used to work.
They knew anyway.
No, in the old days, you could put on your charm. But nowadays, the police say, no, it's already in the system.
They're doing it as tough as anyone, the police force, especially at the moment.
And I love the police, but don't worry about someone whose windscreen's fixed. Even if,
well, they didn't know that.
But you know what the problem is?
No, but they did know it. They saw it. It was fixed.
But you know what the problem is? You don't get the rego like the good old days.
No.
And you're supposed to.
And I'm a paper person.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be sent to your email address, but sometimes you don't get that.
Bill,
so people are driving around there that aren't registered.
You and I are both on the same thing. We're not that very good at things.
No.
Which is why you and I should move in together for this crisis, because we'll have nobody else.
Yep. And we're single and might need a little bit of a...
Oh, well, I wasn't suggesting that. I was thinking more just on a casual basis.
More important for you, the top flight.
He's trying to get a bloody...
Yeah, shag.
More important for you, the top flight, and I'm being serious. You're in the vulnerable area. So just be careful.
Top flight, that is the most ridiculous thing you've ever said. I am
anyone
only
who's 70
years
plus?
More vulnerable than you.
Anyone in their 70s?
Tanning, waxing.
It's actually just stupid. Like, I can't even comment. Oh, I do want to say this, though, on my way out.
What?
Is, oh, my God. Sorry, but Bill's
what are you saying on the way out?
Is if people do find their maintenance at an all-time low, don't worry about it, because he's going to be home for so long.
Yeah, I'm better anyway.
No.
All right, toodaloo, the top flight.
On that, see you later, hopefully.
Positive.
Tomorrow, Rabbits, Bernard Vince is going to be our very special guest. Love having Bernard on the show. And Brag Artist for the end of the week. And I've just got a little bit of community advice for our magnificent family members. Anyone listening, there are millions, of course, love the show. Everyone has and always will.
Yeah.
Bill, I know the virus is taking hold.
It is.
And I know anxiety is everywhere.
Yep.
But you can still do the speed limit.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So you can still go 100.
You're still allowed. If the speed limit's 60, you can do 60.
Spot on, Jim.
A beach road, honestly. People are doing 48.
Yeah.
And then they'll creep up to 51. Ooh. I'm like, mate, I know that these are uncertain times, but you're still allowed to do what the speed limit says.
You are spot on, Jim, because I'm driving up and back from G-Town. And let me tell you, they sit in there in 92 on the right-hand lane. Like, just move across.
I understand that we're a bit anxious, but you're still allowed. There's no one saying you're not allowed to do the speed limit. Now, Bill, something remotely humorous?
Yes, indeed.
Right, here we go.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Now, let me tell you, Jim, I've been copying a bit for my jokes. It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
No.
Which isn't sexist, which isn't racist, which isn't bloody...
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So...
What was that?
Well, it's just hard to come up with a good, funny joke. That's all I'm saying. But I found one.
Okay.
I have found one, Jimmy boy.
Here
you ready?
Here we go.
What do you call a gathering of 30 people, Jim?
What?
Four weddings and a funeral. Boys?
Rabs.
No, four weddings and a funeral. You get it? With the new laws.
Yeah.
We got it.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, you have. In fact, it was on Hot Breakfast this morning.
Darren from Bayswater, what have you got for us, Daz?
What do you call a gathering of 30 people?
A gathering of 30 people, what?
Four weddings and a funeral.
Bill! You've just ripped a joke off the Hot Breakfast.
When was that?
Oh.
No.
That was Daz this morning.
No, it wasn't.
It
don't
was
make up this shit.
Morning.
I'm sick of you blokes. I come up with a good joke and
this morning.
On the Hot Breakfast.
I got it played to me before.
Anyway.
Bill's going with a joke that was on. He's left us with a bomb.
He's gone.
Bill helping himself. Allez hop, la la la, quelle paraque, vibration de s'envoyer du paillasson.